Northern Utah is due for a major earthquake. Seismologists can't predict exactly when the big one might happen, but they have been looking at the hazards Utah is likely to face. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Bob Carey is Utah's top earthquake planner, and he's reading from a new report on the effects of a magnitude 7 earthquake along the 220-mile Wasatch Fault.
Draper to North Salt Lake, widespread liquefaction of sediments in lowland areas.
A hazard tool from the Federal Emergency Management Agency quantifies how the earthquake could devastate Utah's busiest communities. 8-foot land fractures along the fault from Draper to North Salt Lake. Homes and businesses cut off from water, power, heating, and sewers. Thousands of Utahns injured or killed. Carey says the economic tally could reach $33 billion and recovery might take a while.
It's scary. This is what makes it scary. And this is the heart of the state. This is where the most population is, where the most things are happening economically, and that's the place that's getting hit.
The U.S. Geological Survey released its own study this month that puts Utah behind California and Washington State for having the highest ground-shaking risk in the nation. Bob Carey says the new Utah study is intended to guide the public and decision makers in preparing for it.
Our idea is it will spur some pre-event activity, some mitigation happening at maybe a better rate than what we've been seeing.
Utah Seismic Safety Commission officials have asked to meet with Governor Gary Herbert to discuss the report's findings and recommendations. The Earthquake Commission also wants to put its report in the hands of state lawmakers. Judy Fays, KUER News.